April 28, Light for the Humble. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Psalm 25:9. Anything like pride in learning and dependence upon scientific knowledge which you place between your soul and the word of the Bible will most effectually close the door of your heart to the sweet, humble religion of the meek and lowly Jesus. It is the humble in heart that receive the enlightenment of heaven that is more precious than the boasted wisdom of the world. The repenting sinner becomes spiritual and discerns spiritual things. The wisdom of God enlightens his mind, and he beholds wondrous things out of God's law. This salvation, which offers pardon to the transgressor, presents to him the righteousness that will bear the scrutiny of the omniscient one, gives victory over the powerful enemy of God and man, provides eternal life and joy for its receiver. It is the completeness of salvation that gives it its greatness. No man can measure or understand it by worldly wisdom. It may be contemplated with the most profound and concentrated study, but the mind loses itself in the untraceable majesty of its author. But the soul united with God in meditation of his unfathomable riches is expanded and becomes more capable of comprehending to a greater depth and height the glories of the plan of salvation. His abilities develop and strengthen to comprehend and to do with increased skill and wisdom the requirements of God. The mind devoted unreservedly to God under the guidance of the divine spirit develops generally and harmoniously. The weak, vacillating character becomes changed through the power of God to one of strength and steadfastness. Continual devotion and piety establish so close a relation between Jesus and his disciple that the Christian becomes like him in mind and character. After association with the Son of God, the humble follower of Christ is found to be a person of sound principle, clear perception, and reliable judgment. He has a connection with God, the source of light and understanding.